Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Cannonball coming.
The Splash, brought to you by Presidential Pools, Arizona's number one pool builder. See why at presidentialpools.com.
Well, tonight, the Western Conference Finals in the NBA get underway in San Francisco at Chase Center with the third-seeded Golden State Warriors hosting the fourth-seeded Dallas Mavericks, who are fresh off their seven-game series win over the Phoenix Suns. That game gets underway at 6. If you really want to, you can hear it here on 98.7 FM Arizona Should Sports Station at the conclusion of Burns and Gambo. I have some thoughts on that. We'll get into them today.
I know. I'm sure you do. Yeah. When I get out of what I think is the really hot news story of what's happening with this basketball team, I really am taken aback about how, as recently as 10, 11 days ago, I was calling a Warriors-Suns series the potential series of our lives. Stunned.
Does that mean our lives are over?
Yeah.
Last night, the Eastern Conference Finals got underway. The Miami Heat used a dominant 39-14 third quarter to beat the Celtics 118-107. In game one, Jimmy Butler scored 17 of his 41 in that period. Celtics made just two baskets and committed 8 turnovers in the third, 6 of them by Jason Tatum. Celtics were also without starters Al Horford and Marcus Smart. Game two in Miami Thursday night. That was a weird basketball game, but when Miami turned it on, it was something to behold.
I gotta tell you, that heat culture is unbelievable, isn't it, Vinny?
They just fall back on it.
They just fall into it.
Vincent, Max Strus.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I'm a hero!
I'm kidding, but they do love themselves, their own culture in Miami. But yeah, listen.
Oh, they do.
Look, that's not a surprise. Boston's missing two very impactful players.
Yeah, that's going to be a challenging series, even if both teams are fully put together. But yeah, for two instrumental players in what
Celtics
Boston
didn't show up
did.
In the third quarter.
No, they didn't.
They just did not show up.
I was listening to the broadcast at that point, and Doris Burke was incredulous over how lazy Jason Tatum was in the third quarter. Like his pass, turnovers in one quarter. Oof. The league held its draft lottery last night. Did not involve the Suns. It'll be the Orlando Magic with the top overall pick, followed by Oklahoma City, Houston, Sacramento. The Kings jumped to fourth. Gonzaga's Chet Holmgren, Duke's Paolo Banchero, and Auburn's Jabari Smith all could be the top overall pick in the draft, which takes place on June 23rd. Fourth time in team history, the Magic will have the number one overall pick, and the first since 2004 when they drafted everybody's favorite, Dwight Howard, at number one.
Oh, okay. I'm really happy that we, at the very least, that we are not in the draft lottery. Nothing feels like a Loserville party than the NBA draft lottery.
Except that we're also not in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's limbo.
Well, there is that.
Limbo.
We weren't cheering for ping pong balls.
Yeah.
And that feels like a step in the right direction.
You know what scared me about last night? New Orleans has got the 8th pick.
Oh.
They're the only playoff team with a lottery pick after.
They're
going to be really tough. Rough day for the D-backs at Dodger Stadium. They got swept in a doubleheader. Arizona led the first game 3-0 at one point, but then Tyler Gilbert got rocked in the 6th, gave up home runs to Mookie Betts, Trey Turner, Justin Turner, Tina Turner, Roy Turner,
Ted Turner, Will Turner.
Turner and Hooch.
I got the Hooch.
Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Kathleen Turner Overdrive.
Right, Turner.
The Dodgers took a 6-3 lead. D-backs fought back thanks to an Alec Thomas home run and a couple of scoring hits by Ketel Marte, but they fell short 7-6. In the nightcap, D-backs jumped on starter Tyler Anderson with home runs from Jordan Luplo and Christian Walker in the first. That lead was short-lived. Dodgers answered with 2 in the first and 6th in the second off of Merrill Kelly. They would waltz to a 12-3 win. Kelly gave up 8 runs in just 2 innings. His ERA ballooned from 171 to 327.
What's their record since the Suns have been eliminated? Oh, sorry. Never mind. Yeah. So just when the spotlight's on them, here we were doing this again.
Yeah. The series concludes today with more day baseball. Zach Davies on the mound against Walker Buehler as the Snakes try to avoid the 4-game sweep. 1:10 first pitch, 12:30 pregame on ESPN 620 AM and 98.7 FM HD2. Ketel Marte, by the way, was scratched from the second game of the double dip with what is being described as hand discomfort. There's that discomfort popping up again, Bick.
Yeah, all right.
I'm uncomfortable. I can't play.
Yeah.
He's day-to-day, according to manager Torrey Lovello. Cardinals were awarded a waiver claim on linebacker Jesse Lemonnier from the Detroit Lions. He's 6'2", 240 pounds, played seven games with the Lions last season, registering 15 tackles and 1.5 sacks. They also came to terms with three of their draft picks, including second-rounder Trey McBride. Chris Matthew and Marquise Hayes, seventh-rounders, were also signed. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver said yesterday he's working with WNBA Commissioner Kathy Engelbert in efforts to bring Mercury center Brittany Griner home from Russia. In an interview with Malika Andrews of ESPN, Silver said, quote, "We've been in touch with the White House, the State Department, hostage negotiators, every level of government, and also through the private sector as well. Our number one priority is her health and safety and making sure that she gets out of Russia."
There was a rumor going around last night that there's a trade being set up for an arms dealer.
Yeah, like this incredibly dangerous Russian arms dealer who's been held here.
And it's like,
these things are not the same.
Right.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
Hash oil in a vape cartridge and arms dealing.
Allegedly.
Meanwhile, Griner's teammates were in Las Vegas, and they were not getting along very well.
Just get her home.
Mercury blew a double-digit first-half lead. They got outscored 30-12 in the third, and they lost to the Aces 86-74. During a timeout, Skylar Diggins-Smith and Diana Taurasi had a heated verbal exchange and had to be separated by teammates. And then the wheels fell off at that point. Mercury now 2-2. They host Dallas tomorrow. What could go wrong hosting a team from Dallas? U.S. soccer and its women's and men's national teams announced a landmark contract today, already this morning, that will pay the squads equally, including a split of World Cup prize money. So the women's national team for decades has fought for equality, and they got it today. How about that?
Yeah.
That's a landmark case.
Yeah. They're a little more decorated than the men's team. I think they got a pretty good case, Vinny.
They actually win stuff on the national
team. They actually win stuff.